disappointment in and of itself is something we all have to deal with in life. And some people manage to deal with it better than others. Of course, I'm talking this morning about Dr. John Braccio, Dr. John B. with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and it is fun being with you and talking with you, in addition to being on the phone, my friend Dave. I will tell you that. This topic is, I think, something very typical, but something we don't always talk about, don't always think about it. But disappointment is really a major issue in everyone's lives at a certain time. And just the definition I ran to, I thought was good. The feeling of sadness or displeasure caused by the non-fulfillment of one's hopes or expectations. And I think when this happens, it really can set us back. It could be a loss of love. It could be a ruined friendship. It could be a job promotion we didn't get, seeking a job that didn't go to us, not getting into the right college or university that we wanted to, making a horrible choice in our lives, which can set us back in terms of how family, how friends, how people in our profession see us. And I think when these things happen, which they happen to everyone at one time or another, it's really important to have a game plan. It's important in life to know what are we going to do when there are disappointments. And I think we have to realistically assess the event. What happened? Why did we lose this person? Why did we lose a job? Why didn't we get the promotion? Why didn't we get into the school that we had wanted? And I think then we have to go through an acceptance. We have to say, well, this has happened. Fairness isn't even what we're looking at. We're looking at accepting what occurred. Then once we do that, we then have to be willing to move forward. And people often take one of two choices. They choose to recede, put up barriers, boundaries, and feel depressed, feel bad, and not be open to discussion. The better way, of course, is to keep open to life, sort out where we're going, don't let an event define us, let it be something that we can learn from it, plan for the future, and always, as we're looking at things, to look for choices. In life, it's really a bad idea to only have one choice and then have it fail. Now, obviously, this might not be true in a relationship, but as far as overall in life, to put everything, your whole personality, everything, and on one thing occurring can often lead to a lot of disappointment and even really severe depression. So it's important to have choices, be realistic in what we can do, what we might get, and kind of go from there. Look for the brass ring all the time, but there's not just one. We have to be open to any of them.
How important is, let's say for parents listening, is it for parents to prepare children properly for this? And I say that because my parents had different ways of doing it. My dad used the analogy, you know, the phrase, get back on the horse, literally to tell me about his mom more than once being thrown from her favorite horse and having to overcome that till she did it and used it as a learning lesson when he was very little. For him, my mom would tell me about things with immigrant family experience that were unbelievable and that how people kept, you know, getting back at it. Would it be easy to just turn away and say, well, that's it, we're done, you know, there's nowhere to go, no up left. No, there was. So how do you explain that to kids, that things that are transient and temporary don't have to shape the rest of your life in a negative way, disappointment?
Well, I think we really have to work at being, you know, good citizens. We have to work at doing the best that we can do. One example comes, Nikki Haley, who was the ambassador of the United Nations.
Right.
They were in a small town where she grew up in the United States, and her dad had a turban. Her mother wore an Indian, you know, from India, you know, outfit clothes. And some of the kids made some comments, and the mother said, look for the ways that what we have in common, and in effect, be successful, be a good citizen. And my dad, who came in 1903 from Italy, mentioned the discrimination, the things that they went through at that time. My dad's view always was, he got it from my dad, Monsignor Chauncey, my godfather, who said, you be a good citizen, you work hard, you always be a model to yourself, to others, to your family, and then you can deal with disappointment, deal with issues in life, but don't let others define you. You define yourself, and whatever you put in your brain, your knowledge, no one can take that away from you. And with knowledge and being wise and looking, you can also develop wisdom. So if you have both knowledge and wisdom, you can go a long ways in life. But the important thing is you define yourself. You don't let disappointments, even discrimination, bad things slow you down.
Right.
You learn from things, but your goal is to be successful and always be moving into the future. You don't want to go into a hole where you live based on how the others might see you or think of you, you have to be successful, move forward, and do the best you can do in life.
Have you had clients where, you know, they would explain a past disappointment and you start connecting the dots and you say they've let this rule them for years and years and years, and it's affected them in so many ways when maybe, and I wish I would have had a chance to counsel them, you know, maybe 10 years ago, because it's dictated a lot of their life. Have you had people like that?
Absolutely, all the time. There are people that are very mad, disappointed about things that happened way in their past, like the worst divorce in the history of the world, or the child who was not treated fairly by a parent compared to siblings. These persons could be 60, 70, 80 years old. If we don't let the past go, it will define us. And sometimes when people are looking long in the past, whatever it might be, they don't have a present. And I always say, whatever's happened to you, whatever someone has done to you, now is the first day of your life, of the rest of your life, and now is the time to move forward. Dave, it is so hard for people to get over disappointments, get over unfairness, get over injustice, all these things, all of which are often legitimate feelings. But if you don't move beyond them and take control of your life, my dad would say, Caesar or nothing, okay? Like, sounds almost funny when I say it. You know, moving forward, the idea that you take control, you have to make good decisions. And one good decision can lead to a good decision, and then another one and another one. Life is a series of decisions. When we look at people, you know, you and I have talked before about that, you know, that ability is when opportunity comes with preparation. Then all of a sudden we call it luck, we call it whatever we will, but it's really the merging of these two things together. So if you prepare, you move forward, you look for where the opportunities are, and you look for in different spheres, so you just don't look for one thing, then disappointment is going to be something you'll have. That's part of life. We're not in heaven yet, another one of my mother's statements. But the main thing is that we have to know that we can move forward, we can be successful, and we can be looking at different things. And don't let one or two things or a person's statement or a person's attitude about you, fairly or unfairly, let it ruin your life. You take control. Adelante, you know, the good Spanish word, move forward. That's what we really want to do. So we want to move forward in life, be successful. In fact, even talking about this kind of excites me, Dave, because you mentioned about people. I've known so many clients, people, and people in life, generally in life, that have let the past, have let disappointments ruin them. I have a good friend who never got over someone that he was in love with 50 years ago. Okay, I mean, it sounds hard to believe. Never been able to.
No, that doesn't sound hard to believe. That doesn't sound hard to believe at all. And that, I guess that would be my other point, too, is that whatever you feel with your own disappointment, and that, like you said before, that's the worst divorce of all time, it is for you. But talk to somebody else and talk to another person. It's amazing when you visit with somebody else and you find out what's going on in their lives. Sometimes it puts yours in context. And things like that are not insignificant, because you realize you're not an island, and these things happen to other people. And sometimes, in far worse, you may say, well, what I thought was a terrible, really, it wasn't good, but it wasn't that bad. So you can put things in context. That's important, too.
I would also say, let's even argue, as attorneys use the word argumento, let's even agree that you did go through the worst divorce in the history of the world. Well, don't let that destroy the rest of your life. You have a whole life. As long as you're walking, you're breathing, you can think, then you can make choices, and then you can have the best relationship in the history of the world.
Well, and you said Caesar. What would you say, Caesar or nothing? Is that right?
Cesare o niente. It's an Italian thing. Like Caesar or nothing, meaning you move forward. You don't let things stop you. You just do the best that you can do. And I think that is true. We can't look backwards in life. We live now. We move forward. We use the past as a gauge. But if we don't live now and prepare for the future, then we're nowhere. People that live in the past really have no present or any future, because they're bogged down in things that bother them from the past, things that may really have any relevance at all, except in their mind. But that's the mind, of course, is what determines how we feel.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services here. You'll find the podcast at drjohnb.com. Disappointment, how to overcome. Everyone, believe me, everyone has to do it to varying degrees, and how you do it and how you're able to look forward seems to be the key. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Never disappointing to talk to you, Dave.
Same here. Morning Wake Up will continue. 1320 WILS.